This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Now, joining us in the studio from Gay Dads Australia, good morning, Rodney.
Morning.
Now, we're going to be talking about surrogacy today. For someone who doesn't understand exactly what surrogacy is, can you give us a quick definition?
Surrogacy is where a woman carries a child for another person or a couple.
Okay, got you. Now, you actually have taken advantage of surrogacy, for want of a better term?
Oh, yeah, that's a fair enough term. My partner and I, Jeff, have a child, Ethan, who was born via surrogacy. He was born in the US just over 2 years ago.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you and were you and Jeff together before you just started discussing even
the idea? Oh, far too long. No, we were together for about 8 years or so before. But we'd been discussing it for quite a few years prior to that. It's an expensive process, and it took us quite a few years to save up to do it.
Now, Roddy, there are surrogacy agencies in US and Canada, but what I was really surprised to read was that there are actually surrogacy agencies in India. Now, in a lot of Southeast Asian cultures, like the gay culture and sort of unconventional methods of, you know, breeding, and it's kind of a bit taboo. What's that about, like, having agencies in India?
Well, yes, there is agencies in India, and there's actually quite a lot of them. It's a fairly big business, and it has been going on for quite a number of years. It's only recently that Australians have discovered surrogacy, and straight couples have been doing surrogacy in India for quite a while, and it's available to gay couples as well.
And why would you choose surrogacy over adoption, then, Rodney?
We would have chosen adoption if we could have, but unfortunately in Australia, Australian state governments, with the exception of Western Australia, don't allow gay couples or lesbian couples to adopt.
Right, okay.
So tell us about the actual process. Did you actually get to choose a mother with the surrogacy?
There's the type of surrogacy that most people do is called gestational, and the surrogate, the woman who carries a child, doesn't have any biological link to the child.
Yes.
The egg donor, we had an anonymous egg donor, which we selected. We know quite a bit about the woman who provided her eggs, and we used the sperm of one of ours. And as a result, and Callie, who was our surrogate, a wonderful woman, carried Ethan for 9 months, and he was born a couple of years ago.
So let me get this right. Kelly, who carried Ethan,
isn't
the biological mother, is that right?
No. Surrogacy, in 99% of the cases, is called gestational. So it's where the woman carrying the child is in no way biologically related to the child. It's not her eggs.
Okay.
And I believe you, part of your story, you went over to America and spent some time over there and spent time with Kelly and saw snow for the first time, I believe.
Yeah, it was quite amazing. Ethan was born in Ohio, and he was born on the 3rd of January, so it was in the middle of their winter. I mean, it would be cold, but we didn't realise when we arrived in Cleveland that it would be minus 20 degrees with a wind chill factor of minus 30.
Wow.
And it would be snowing, and we'd have to hire a truck with a four-wheel drive to actually drive down there. And I'd never seen so much snow, and I'd never felt so much cold in my life.
I'm surprised Ethan came out. He should have stayed in there. A bit warmer.
Yes.
What was it like seeing Ethan for the first time?
I have to admit, I just bawled like a baby.
Yeah.
And the nurses made me sit down while I was holding him because they were too scared I was going to collapse in the head crying.
Tell us a little bit about Gay Dads Australia.
Gay Dads Australia is a social support and friendship network for gay men who have children, either via fostering, adoption, co-parenting or surrogacy, or even from previous heterosexual relationships. And we have groups in Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, etc.
So you're not only helping people, I guess, get children, but also looking at that aftercare once you've got children as well?
Yeah, it's a group that provides support for the issues that come up for gay dads, and they vary depending on the way the children have been conceived, but it's a big friendship group too. When we get together for Father's Day picnics and social events and meetings as well to discuss things that are coming up.
Because there could be some very unique issues. Because I've got a sister who's adopted from South Korea, and I know she's had issues as she's grown up about, you know, what she wanted to dye her hair blonde, being Asian, because all of the family is blonde, just to fit in, and fitting in kind of issues. To try and fit in with a family that's not biologically yours and have gay parents must come up with a whole bunch of issues sometimes. Am I right?
Look, it's hard to know. I mean, Heeson's only just over two, so we haven't run across those problems yet. But the evidence from the people who have had children in the US, and this has been going on for over 20 years in the US through surrogacy, is that the kids turn out to be pretty well adjusted and level-headed. I mean, there's no hiding the fact that your family's different when you have two men as your fathers, and there's no women there. Children know that they, you know, there was something special about their conception and birth.
Mm-hmm. And has your life changed since you've had Ethan?
No, not at all. Well, let me just say that I haven't been to a gay bar or a club for God knows how long. I go to bed early. I get up early. I change a lot of nappies. But it's everything that I wanted it to be.
So it is worth it?
Absolutely. It's not being a father, being a parent's not for everybody, gay or straight. But for those who you know, really want to have kids, you know, it's a great experience, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
And there's a forum happening this weekend, I believe.
Yes, for gay guys and couples who are interested in surrogacy and want to find out a bit more information about how to do it, how much it costs, where it can be done, some of the legal questions. Gay Dads Victoria is putting on a free forum on Saturday from 2 to 4 in Paran. And we welcome anybody who's interested to come along. And for more information, just go to our website, which is www.gaydadsaustralia.com.
Or you can also email info@gaydadsaustralia.com as well. Rodney, thank you very much for coming in today. And, yeah, good luck with Ethan. It would be interesting to see what happens when he grows up. Maybe he'll become a DJ announcer.
You may well indeed. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Cheers, Rodney.
Thanks, Rodney. Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.